Matt Marv's Notebook for August 15th, 2015, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Okay, halfway through the month. That should be the getting over the hump. Everything should be downhill from now, right? Yeah, that's never worked out that way before, but, you know, can be positive and think about it that way for once. Let's see. This is the last day of the Toastmasters International Convention in Vegas. I just came out of the World Championship Public Speaking Contest and watching a whole bunch of very talented speakers give it their best. What's interesting, at least from my perspective, is how many of the speakers from the Middle East and India did so well in this contest. There were, I think the top three were all from either Saudi Arabia, India, or probably two from India or maybe Sri Lanka. And they're all very talented speakers, perfectly fluent English and very on point with their message. Very well polished speakers, as you can expect. And I'm guessing they're probably going to have a highlight reel of a sample of each of the top three speakers' speeches on YouTube. But it's a real different experience to see it live. I had a fairly decent seat where I could actually see the people without looking up at the monitor. And there's so much of a speech that only can be conveyed in person. And I don't want to say anything bad about the camera people, but their cuts in the past when I've seen their videos, it's jarring jump cuts that don't seem to make any sense. And having a nice continuous, you know, flow to the speech without getting distracted by the video is a very important part. And for the first time, I got to see the championship level speeches done, you know, as though they were, you know, actually in front of me. Whereas every time I've watched one in the past, it's always been, you know, I've always been taken out of the moment by those silly cuts. Anyway, all of them had these speeches for contest speeches are all meant to be inspirational. Although I guess it might be reversing a trend before where a lot of the winning speeches had to be very deeply emotional and sentimental to be inspiring. But this batch, the top three, they ended up with more humor than you would ordinarily expect. And in my opinion, I think that's a good thing. I've always, or at least I've recently, been starting to view those overly overly sentimental, you know, heartstring pulls that some speakers use to be something of a, I don't want to call it a cheap shot, but it's like cheap points in getting a connection with your audience, because as many coaches will tell you, the most important thing for a speaker to do is to build rapport with the audience as quickly as you can, as deeply as you can. And I think far too many of those high performance speakers try to pull on the heartstrings too much or too often. And it sometimes tends to backfire. And it's a delicate balance, because you do want to have a sentimental aspect to your speech, but not rely on it to pull the audience with you. So this particular batch of speakers did that very well, struck the balance very nicely. And boy, I'm getting a lot of pings now. I still have one more event to attend in Toastmasters, and I'm getting text messages, three so far in the last minute and a half. We're all trying to figure out who's going to be where for this the inaugural dinner for the incoming newly elected officers. So anyway, before they start cutting me off again, I'll talk to you tomorrow.